Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. We're going to go across the pond. Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst. And I believe perhaps Steve Geller as well is in this mix. He's not. Okay. So anyway, here is the post-practice recap with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
Hello again, everyone. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister from our Studio B here in London. Saints back to work today, Wednesday practice. Just give me your thoughts. There was a lot of talk at practice. We'll talk about Jameis. We'll talk about Taysom. Just give me your overall thoughts. And let's be clear that it ain't like you watched the entire practice. There's a certain amount.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just going off Jameis not being there. And so Taysom participating as a quarterback. With it being Wednesday, I don't want to make too much of it. If this was Friday, that may be a little bit different. But with it being Wednesday, I don't want to make too much of it. We want to see what the next 48 hours look like. But I thought it was good to get Taysom back because he was an added weapon that you didn't have last week. And, you know, for me, with this team, Mike, it's not so much about play calls and players. It's about execution. So whether it's QB1, QB2, QB3, they've got to execute. And I think that's probably the most important part that we're going to see, or hopefully we see over the next couple of days as far as this Saints team is concerned with practice, and then it obviously accumulates on Sunday with the game.
So, and Dennis Allen, after practice, talked specifically about Jameis' situation, and that doesn't mean that he won't be at practice tomorrow. It doesn't mean that he won't be playing on Sunday. And Taysom's situation, because we'll get into the injury report, but according to Coach Allen, that was more of a plan kind of thing, that he was going to take some more reps in that quarterback room, couldn't do it in training camp because he's been injured. So it feels a little weird, but this was kind of the plan.
Well, and he probably would have took more quarterback reps last week,
right,
if he was available. Mm-hmm. I mean, and so we probably would have saw this a week earlier. But I think also when you talk about flying, we did it, flying 7 hours. We didn't play a game. But playing a game, flying 7 hours, and having back issues. I mean, there was not like a bed per se that they could put him on and make him feel better. That was something that he was going to have to deal with. And I think for him to get an extra 24 hours with him, you know, and it's basically, let's just say, standing out there, not to be able to do that, not to have to do that, not to say not to be able to do it, but not to have to do that, get you an extra 24 hours, let's see how you feel tomorrow, and then be able to go forward from that standpoint. So, you know, just some injuries playing a part in it, maybe moving some pieces around of what they want to do and how they do it. But I think, you know, ultimately it's going to come down, hey, look, who do we have? What can we do? What do we feel comfortable doing? And then trying to go win a game.
So Jameis did not practice, and we knew this would be a topic of conversation this week, and that's the wide receivers. Yep. Mike Thomas did not practice. Jarvis Landry didn't practice. He's got the ankle. Mike Thomas has the foot. Limited practice, Deonte Hardy and Traquan Smith. Kind of knew those two would be there, but that's four wide receivers. Still have the practice squad, but and it's not that these guys can't play, but that's pretty big chunk of the offense.
Yeah, you figure all of them won't play.
Right.
You figure you'll get a couple of them back, and so we figured they'll call up. I think it was Keith Kirkwood who they signed to the practice squad, who was out there today. So I mean, he's familiar with the offense, but ultimately it's, and that's what I meant by who's available.
Right.
You know, and so
but whoever it is, execute the play.
That's 100%.
Right.
And that's what it'll come down to. I mean, because whether it's wide receiver 2, 3, it doesn't matter. If they're not executing, doesn't matter.
And we'll learn a little bit more each day, almost by how much they practice. If they don't, here's my only question. If Dennis and Allen does not feel that Jameis will be ready, doesn't Dalton need to really get some significant snaps this week, or does it kind of just vary a little? I mean, he took the majority of the snaps today.
Yeah, he took the majority of them today. I think for him, I don't know if it's significant as far as amount of snaps, because he's probably preparing anyway to play each week anyway.
Right.
I mean, so he knows the game plan. He may not be getting the looks defensively. Maybe you want him to get more plays in that scenario, but he's going to feel comfortable enough to know, hey, look, I got to go ahead and play. And so, you know, whether that was heavy Wednesday and not getting any Thursday and Friday, I don't know. I mean, that'll be up to them how they handle that. But as far as his preparation, he's preparing to play, even though he probably knows he won't.
We will talk more each day. Today, back to practice Wednesday. It's quite a cluster getting from here to the practice facility to the Saints Hotel. It's a lot of driving. The Saints are usually, they did it in Dallas last year.
Yeah.
It's not, it's tough on everybody else. But we'll learn a lot more about injuries and who practices and who doesn't. And we'll check back in with you tomorrow. Good night.
Hi, that's Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, Tuce McAllister. A couple of things that they pointed out I think that we need to discuss a little further. Mike Thomas, Deontay Hardy, Jarvis Landry, Traquan Smith, all on the injury report, limited. Deontay was limited. DNP was Jarvis, Mike Thomas, and Traquan with a concussion. You heard them talk about the idea of elevating Mike, Keith Kirkwood, who they're familiar with from the practice squad to the active roster. They had him a couple of years ago before he went to Carolina.
Yeah, he's on the practice squad, and they elevated DeMarcus Fields. They need some help at corner. And we saw him in the preseason, and even in practice, he more than held his own. Now, he got beat some, but he more than held his own. I think it's to the point now where it's just not about one change. I think Dennis Allen is looking across the board, and he sees inconsistent play. He sees guys running back and forth on special teams. You're supposed to be in there. You know your assignment, and you're not doing it. I think, you know, Dennis has got to lay the law down. He's got to say, hey, listen, you're supposed to be in there when you're supposed to be in there. You got to know your assignments. It's not just one guy. But I think that's got to come to the team real quick. That if you're not producing, you don't know what you're doing, then you're sitting and watching.
And the thing is, you're a pro. Come on. If you're a pro, act like it and play like a pro. I mean,
Sean used to say all the time, eventually they're gonna start looking at who they're asking to do what.
Yeah, yeah. And they said, okay, we gave you enough chances, whatever.
Then like, you get no more chances.
Well, for instance, the Saints have already committed 9 pre-snap penalties on offense this season. You know, like then you're behind the 8-ball. It's like 1st and 15. So even let's say you do well, let's say on first down, we jump off sides or something, alignment, assignment. We talk about that. Now instead of it being like 2nd and 6, now it's 2nd and 11. You know, those little things like that you cannot do. It's like Dennis Allen said, look, we're beating ourselves with the penalties. We're beating ourselves with turning the ball over.
That's the key.
You know, you -3, -3, and he goes, that's got to stop. And I'm sure he used a few choice words probably behind the scenes to the players when he's talking to them and saying more than just that has to stop. No, you might a few curse words maybe involved in that this has to you know what stop or something, you know. And because we're going to be holding everybody accountable.
The other thing, too, is for what you pay in Will Lutz, he can't have misses like that.
No,
you can't have a low kick, and that kick came off his foot low. Now, was some penetration inside. But you can't, come on, that's a low kick, and then he misses one.
Well, before that, though, they had a penalty that moved it back 10 yards.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant for Lutz because he can hit that.
I'm just saying that's just a snapshot as to when it rains, it pours for this football team, and it's pouring right now.
No, well, up front along the – what is the biggest surprise to me is that they're not more dominant on the defensive front line as a pass-rushing team. They have not really got that. What's not a surprise to me, because I saw it in training camp and in preseason, they're not good up front along the offensive line. And they returned 4 starters. Okay, all this continuity BS, come on. You got 4 to 5 starters returned. The only guy that's not there is Teron Armstead.
But you got 4 starters coming back, but it ain't Jari Evans coming back.
And it's not Armstead.
It's not Armstead coming back either. You have to look, because you could say, oh, we got a veteran line coming back. What if they suck? So what if they're coming back? Can they play or not play? And going back to the kicker with Lutz, this is the way it is in the NFL. I think some teams might have patience, like if you're kicking it over 50 yards. Or I think maybe if it's over 52. But if it's in the 40s and 30s, they expect perfection. To just look at our long kicks, our game-winning kicks, yeah. That it comes down to, no, we trust our kicker's going to make this 56 yarder, and not like, oh, I hope he makes it. No, he's going to make it. So that's the only thing. What you cannot afford to be in a slump as a kicker and miss like 38 yarders. Oh, that was a 44-yard field. No, you got to make those or you won't last.
The other thing, too, is, guys, and I heard this from – director of player personnel in the AFC, but he's watched the Saints because eventually they got to play them. And one of the things he told me is, you know about that offensive line play? You know what's happened? They made bad decisions on who they picked and who they paid, but it's easier to fire or get rid of the offensive line coach than to get rid of the guys that you made the personnel decision.
Yeah, so they say coach them up. Come on.
Coach them up, Doug Marrone. Okay, Marrone's not coaching them up. Okay, if they're not good on the former offensive line coach, they're not going to be good with Doug either. Bottom line.
Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Antilier, Christian Garrett, plenty to come here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.